And I'm Megan.
And welcome to this week's episode of How to Live a Life You Love.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about productivity, time management, and the importance of rest, which may seem a little contradictory that we're going to be talking about productivity and rest.
But they actually go hand in hand.
They do, and we're going to unpack that a little bit more in a few moments. But first, we want to talk about our morning routines. Mm-hmm. Recently, this has been something we've been trying to work out. It's really just developing a good morning routine, and they're always changing in different seasons. And recently, mine has been, I've been trying to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and be out of my house at 6:30. So in this season, it doesn't look so much like a really routine in the morning here at my house. There's a local coffee shop right near where I work, and I've been really enjoying going there an hour and a half before work, and I love to spend the first 30 minutes just starting it off with thankfulness, starting off with time with the Lord, and just in stillness, going when there's no one else around. It's just nice and still. And then also checking my emails, just preparing for the day, being mentally prepared before I go into work, just having that time frame that I can just prepare myself. So that's been a morning routine that I've really enjoyed recently, is just going somewhere before work and starting my day off.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Megan, what's your morning routine been like?
Yeah, so my morning routine is a little bit different than Kinsey's. We both wake up pretty early. My alarm clock routine has looked a little bit different lately. I have actually removed my cell phone from charging right next to my bed, put it across the room, because I've just been doing a lot of research on just the harmful effects of waking up, looking at your phone in the middle of the night, phone addiction, being so concerned with social media and what's going on. I've just tried to remove that completely from the area where I sleep to really maximize that time of rest. So my morning routine, now I actually use a real alarm clock, which is crazy, but it's working fantastically. Mm-hmm. I actually got an alarm clock that 30 minutes before the alarm goes off, it starts to light up with this beam of light that like is supposedly simulating a sunrise, which sounds super hippie-ish, but honestly, it really works, especially for someone like me who has a hard time waking up, because I can sleep through anything. I can sleep through a tornado blowing through the house and probably won't even budge. But the light is actually something that wakes me up better than the sound. So even before the sound goes off, I'm up because that light went off, which is crazy. But
y'all, it's
been
so
working
cool
for me. It's been working great. Yeah. I'll actually attach the link for that alarm clock in the show notes. If you have that same issue as me, you need to get it. It was only $20 and it's one of the best investments I have ever made. So, apart from waking up at 5:30, I usually just lean over, since that light's already on, it's kind of like my reading light too, grab my Bible, read right in my bed before my feet even hit the ground, say a prayer, God, I need you to get me through this day, read a chapter of my Bible, read a chapter of a book. Right now, I'm currently reading Switch on Your Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf, and it is rocking my world. Kind of reading through it too fast, to be honest, to take it all in, because it's just so good.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our morning routines.
So great to have a morning routine. And on the weekends, it probably looks a little different. Maybe we can unpack that at another time. But that's great. We definitely have seen such a difference through developing a morning routine and even nightly routines.
Yeah,
those are really
same. I feel like half the battle of waking up is being disciplined enough to go to bed.
Yes, I feel like my nightly routine is a lot more disciplined almost than my morning routine, because that's really what sets you up the next day for a great day.
Yeah. Totally. I agree.
So we want to talk about kind of our passion behind productivity.
Yes. Before we dive into the what to do's, we want to talk about why we do what we do. And for me, the heart behind productivity isn't necessarily getting more things done. It's getting the right things done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more concerned with effectiveness than productivity. I think that apart, me and Kinsey would, honestly, we'd probably still get a lot done just because of our personality types, but because we spend time together in this community and really focus and tailor down what we want to prioritize in our life, our efforts are actually being multiplied. Just like the Bible says in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, one friend sharpens another.
That's so good. And that's so true. And you know, if you're anything like me, maybe you struggle with really creating plans and actually following through with them. You may have all these dreams and ideas, but it can be so hard mm-hmm. sometimes to just take that step and know what to do next. And so that's where productivity comes in. And just the more you can create a schedule and more you can create systems, they really maximize your time. That way you can yes. use it more efficiently.
Yes.
And you know, okay, I only have this amount of time in the day. Where yes. am I going to place it? And if you don't put your time on the calendar, it's not going to happen.
I love that.
If you don't schedule something. And so really in the past year, I've just gotten into the habit of using my calendar, using Evernote. Mm-hmm. Evernote has been a really huge piece in helping me stay productive
oh, yeah.
and having a place that I can schedule the things that I need to do and also providing next action steps.
Yes.
And so I just had to come to terms with the fact that it's okay that I don't remember things.
Yeah.
You know, our brains weren't meant to remember all of the little details, and I have no shame in saying that I yeah. set alarms on my phone all day long because I don't have the space in my mind to remember, take the trash out, do this, go mm-hmm. fold the laundry. Those are things that may slip my mind. Call this person back, text this person. Sometimes I need to set those reminders just in my phone mm-hmm. so that way I can use my brain, the capacity in our minds to do the things that are more important and take more of that space in our minds.
Yeah, and Kinsey, I really love what you said about time maximization because I feel like whenever you hear the word time management, that kind of gives the feeling of you can control your time. Well, you cannot control your time.
No.
You cannot control it, but you can maximize the time that you have been given. No one can manage time apart from God.
No.
And something I feel like I've heard people say a lot is, and I've said it myself too, is I don't have enough time. And something that I have really been thinking about lately is that, you know what? If I truly believe that God is a perfect God, then 24 hours a day is the perfect amount of time that I need to accomplish all that He has called me to do. So if I am not having enough time, that's not an error on God's part because He's a perfect God.
Exactly.
It's an error on my part and how I'm choosing to maximize the time that I've been given.
That's so true. And you know, one of the ways this has really helped me is recently I started a blog, and mm-hmm. writing is something that I've always just struggled with. It's taken me a lot of time, and I've just kind of always put that off. Like, oh, I'll start a blog one day. Maybe one day I'll do that. And really, God just pressed it on my heart. You just need to take a step.
Mm-hmm.
If you just take a step, I will be obedient. So through Evernote and through a system I created called a For Later, kind of like a template on my Evernote, it's just titled For Later, meaning all the things that I feel called to do, but they may not be right now. And I just started filling that in. Okay, I need a website. So underneath that, I need to design it. I need to start writing blog posts. I need to start having due dates. And then you just start going through your next action steps. And that's something that really helped me because you really, once you see those goals in front of you, it helps you create the time to make those things happen and to make sure that you follow through. And so that's one way that I've used Evernote, and that productivity has really helped me maximize my time.
Yeah.
It's up to me if I'm going to make the most of this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just to hold me accountable, I'll set an alarm on my phone and I'll put it right in front of my computer. And I'll tell myself, look, I have an hour to write this post. I'm not going to take longer than that. Because I think a lot of times when we give ourselves more time, we use it.
Yeah.
But if you only give yourself a short amount of time, then you're going to get it done in that time. And that's something that I've recently learned because I just found myself constantly just striving and spending all this extra time wasting it when I was just thinking, this is not a good use of my time.
I love that. I love what you said about just narrowing it down and giving yourself only an hour. One of the things that I've been reading is that multitasking is scientifically proven to cause brain damage.
Yes.
Multitasking is bad for you, believe it or not. Dr. Caroline Leaf, she refers to multitasking as milkshake multitasking. So she says that every rapid, incomplete, and poor quality shift of thought is like making a milkshake with your brain cells and neurochemicals. You are creating a rapid downhill slide that decreases your attention and makes us increasingly less able to focus on our thought habits. Mm-hmm. So the more you do, the less you are actually able
yeah.
to do,
yeah.
and the more long-term damage you actually create. So flighty thoughts, flighty patterns of action are actually not good for you at all.
That's so true. That is so true. I love that.
Yeah, so the only way to really fix this is to narrow your focus. And that's actually biblical. Proverbs 4:20-23 says, "Listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live and really live with their body and soul. They are bursting with health." And that is all about what this podcast is about, living a life you love. And the way you do that is to concentrate. To tailor down your thoughts and concentrate on God's word and learn it by heart.
Yeah, and focused work. That's focused so important work. Is having your focused work. And you know, they say within the first 3 hours of your day, that's when you're most productive.
That's so true.
When you do your most productive work. And so one of the principles, a productivity principle, they say, eat your frogs first. That's one thing that I've tried to implement in my life is, okay, what are the hardest things that I have to work on today? What are the things that I'm dreading the most? And doing that first thing in the morning, just like as soon as my alarm clock goes off, I jump out of bed because yes. I know if I don't jump out of bed right then and there, I'm just gonna keep hitting the snooze button. And then another thing is when I get to work, just sometimes we spend all of our energy on checking emails and talking and all of these things, and we used that most important time of our day on tasks that we didn't even really need a lot of mental energy for. And so even things like folding laundry, tasks around your house, going shopping, those are things that you need to make sure you're not necessarily doing in the key part of your day that you're most awake and you're most alert. You need to do the hardest things first, so that way all of your mental energy can go to those things, and then you'll have so much more time throughout the day to do those mindless things that don't even really take brain capacity for.
Yes, I agree. And I love that you brought that up. I did not even know you were going to bring up eat the big frog first, because that is a principle that I have tried to live by.
Yeah.
And it actually came from a book that I read a long time ago, and she was talking about how the whole day she would go around trying to get all the little things done, so that way at the end of the day, she would have a large portion of time to sit down at her desk and do what she really loved to do, which was write, because she was aiming to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said for years she would do this, and then at the end of the day she would be tired, and she never had time to accomplish the dreams that God had given her. And then one day she learned eat the big frog first.
Yeah.
And that has been something that I have chosen to do as well. Recently, I opened a store. I mentioned that in our last podcast. And the way that I opened that store was by waking up at 5 a.m. before work and saying, you know what? I have 3 hours before I have to be at work. I'm going to get this done, because for so long, I had put that off until the end of my day and I was tired.
Yeah.
If you're tired, you're never going to have time to do the things that you're passionate about. Do the big things first.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if that's all you've done, you've still done a really big thing.
And that was another thing with me with my blog, is I just realized, God, like, why am I not doing this? Why aren't you helping me? And I had to learn, oh, it's up to me. Will I choose to wake up early? Am I going to put in the work it takes for it to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to put in the work if we want to see those dreams come to life. God may give us a dream, but we have to make those first steps.
Yes.
We have to put in the work. And I think that's what a lot of times we don't understand. Is that we are going to have to work for it. It's going to be hard and it won't be easy. Waking up at 5 a.m. is not fun.
No.
It's not enjoyable. We don't do that because it comes natural.
Right.
We don't just love waking up at 5 a.m. and showing up to write, showing up to work on our store. Those are things that you do when you feel called to something.
Yeah, that is so true. I agree with that. There are 3 productivity tips that I have learned that have really, really changed my life, and they are super simple, and we kind of already mentioned them. The first one is wake up. Get up early. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
To be productive, wake up. The second one, we kind of mentioned this too with our Evernote, is write it down. Me and Kinsey have come up with a structured system of writing things down, and we really want to equip you guys with this system. So we are going to put the links to these free Evernote templates in our show notes. So be sure at the end of the show to go check those out and download them, because we put a lot of time and effort into making these customizable for our lives, and they have really helped us. And so they're just a free resource that we want to bless you with as you continue this journey to live a more productive and full life. So the first tip, wake up. Second tip, write it down. The third tip is do it again. And that is where the habits come in. You have to form habits.
Yeah, and, you know, in Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, she talks about how it takes 21 days and to repeat that 3 times for a habit to be formed. Yes. That's around 63 days. That's a long time for a habit to be formed.
Yeah.
And it takes doing it again, showing up after day after day after day.
Yes. Like you said, building a habit, it requires a lot of effort. But if you think back to when you were a little kid, learning how to ride a bike, at first it felt awkward. It took a ton of energy to be able to concentrate and hold your balance and push one foot down and then pedal the other foot and not fall off that bike. But eventually, what was in your conscious memory was transferred to your non-conscious memory. And what once took you a lot of energy to do now actually takes you way less energy and effort to do, because you have formed a habit. And habits are extremely important when you are trying to cultivate an effective lifestyle. 99% of a person's actions are a result of their non-conscious metacognitive level. That's some really big words that all it really means is what you put in is what is going to come out. So if you are hanging around a friend and they are constantly being negative, they are constantly complaining, that is because they are constantly putting toxic thoughts into their brain.
Yeah.
That is what you put in, that's going to come out. The Bible says that out of the mouth, the heart speaks. And the Bible also says that you're going to know a tree by its fruit. If somebody's fruit of their life is rotten, I guarantee you it's because they dwell on rotten thoughts.
Yes.
If somebody's fruit of their life is positive, it's because they have learned to train their thoughts, to take their thoughts captive. The Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So as you are trying to cultivate an effective lifestyle, your thought life is key.
It really is. Your thoughts really impact the way you live. It impacts everything around you. And when you think well, your life is going to be well. You're going to live your best life when your thoughts are in the right place.
Yeah.
And so really that takes the habit of even declaring things over your life and declaring the truth of God's word. And when you start to feel those negative thoughts, you have to run to God and say, remind me again of who I am in you.
Yes.
Remind me of your thoughts towards me, because I've forgotten. We so easily forget the things that Jesus has called us to, and we forget that it's not about us, that we can only do this through the power of God, that habits are only formed through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own.
It's so true.
We can try, but it's gonna leave us worn out, exhausted, and just burnt out in the long run when we try to handle everything, when we try to create all these habits and systems in our lives. There's such a balance in. And I hope you walk away today just realizing the importance of productivity, but rest.
Rest.
And the importance of habits, and the importance of learning God's word to speak over your life, so that a way you can be productive in your jobs, in your families, and in your everyday life. Because I think a lot of times we hear productivity and you think about that businessman in a suit and tie, and you think it's just for like those nerdy people, you know?
Right.
But productivity is for everyone. It's not just for the type A's. It's not just for the person who's got a busy life, so they need all these systems to keep them under control. Like we said in the beginning, productivity is just about maximizing your time.
Yep. So I just want to second what Kinsey said. As you try to overcome old habits and you try to create new good habits, you are going to encounter resistance. The enemy will come at you with lies as you try to make progress in following Christ. He will. He's the father of lies. But here's what I want you to remember. Lies are powerless. The probability of what he is saying is powerless. And you are actually what holds the power. And the only time a lie has a power is when you give it to it. The only time that a lie has power over your life is when you stand in agreement with it, because you are what is powerful. So whenever the enemy comes at you with a lie and you agree with it, your agreement is what brings power, not the lie. Whatever you think about most will grow. So just like Kinsey said, when the enemy comes at you and attacks you, and whenever you have those doubts, you need to confess the word of God over your life. Whenever you are feeling weak, you need to say, I am strong because God's power works best in my weakness. When the enemy says you are hopeless, you say, I have the hope of the world living in me. When you feel forgotten, you say, I am not forgotten. I am a daughter of the Most High God, destined to rule and reign. When you feel powerless, you need to stand in the mirror, look at yourself in the face, and say, I am strong, like a tree whose roots are planted by the streams of water. My life bears fruit and prospers because I meditate on God's word. When you feel controlled by your negative thoughts, you say, I choose to set my heart and mind on the things above and not earthly things. As you are making these habits in your life, you are going to need to declare these things over yourself, because I guarantee you, uprooting things that have been deeply planted in you takes a lot of work. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do this. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Your thoughts are gonna change, and so will your habits too.
Yeah, that's so good. And in closing, we just want to talk about just the importance of rest.
Yeah.
And what the Lord's been teaching us about being still before the Lord. One thing about productivity is it can be so hard not to get caught up in the rush and in the busyness and in the systems and processes and in all of our things that we forget to just be still before the Lord.
Yes.
And sometimes we can even get in such a habit of habits that even our time with God becomes a habit. And even though it should be a habit, we never want it to just feel like a routine.
Right.
We never want to put a time limit on that. And one thing I always try to remind myself is, hey, I know I love routines and I love systems, and that's okay, and I'll have them. But when it comes to Jesus and when it comes to time with Him, I don't want that to be a routine. I don't want that to just be something that...
Kinsey's crying. It's a vulnerable moment. And we're not editing this out.
I just never want to forget my first love. We never want to forget in that verse in Revelation that talks about how the people had lost their first love.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things that get in the way sometimes of us losing our first love.
Mm-hmm.
Busyness, striving, all of these things, trying to perform, that we forget, wow, it's just about Jesus. And a couple of nights ago, I was just laying in my bed and I started to play some music, and I felt God telling me to just play some old worship songs. And that old song, When the Music Fades, came on, and I just love the lines that say, when the music fades, all is stripped away and I simply come.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chorus is, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it when it's all about you.
Yes.
And my heart just broke to think of all the times that we make it about so many things.
Yeah.
And we, you know, so many times we have our laptop on our bed and then we have our Bible. And how many times do we just pick up our laptop? Do we pick up our phone? Do we check another email? Do we, you know, we feel like we have to check things right away. We don't. We don't have to answer everyone as soon as we get a text. When the Lord is calling us to spend time with Him, we need to show up. And we need to be there. And we need to worship Him. And we need to encounter His presence. So many times we hinder that because we're just too busy running. And so that's one thing that in this season the Lord's just been teaching me is, hey, show up and spend time with me. Don't forget about your first love. Don't forget about me while you're chasing after ministry.
Yes.
You know?
Girl, preach.
Because you can have the greatest ministry in the world outside of Jesus.
I agree, yeah.
You know?
But it's all about Him. The Bible says to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. When you encounter the presence of Jesus, there is nothing in this world that will ever compare. No amount of productivity, no amount of accomplishments will ever make you feel as fulfilled as you do in His presence. It just won't. It never adds up.
That's so true. That's so true. And no amount of planning sometimes, you know, and even just to be completely vulnerable, just tonight, for instance, you know, we can plan and prepare for this podcast. And I did. And there's just been so many times tonight that my mind hasn't felt there. I haven't felt like, oh, I don't feel like my notes are perfectly in order. I don't feel like this. And really, the Lord's just, I feel like that's Jesus just wanting to interrupt and say, hey, it's not about all of that. It's about me.
It's about me and the overflow of your heart.
Yeah, it's just about your heart. God wants our hearts more than he wants our performance.
Yes, girl. We are on the same page. That is something that God has been speaking to me for probably the last year of my life is... Yeah. There's a difference between a heart that is striving and a heart that is serving. And whenever you try to strive in the presence of God, it does not work because striving is all about what you can do. But God has not called us to perform in his presence. He's called us to encounter him. Whenever you're just working, mm-hmm. saying, oh my gosh, I'm doing all these things for you, God. I'm doing all these things for your kingdom. The show's about you, but... You know, you were created for God's glory.
Yeah.
So that's why all you have to do is bring God your weakness. That's where mm-hmm. he works.
That's so true.
The weaker you are, the more room you give for his strength.
And it's through those weaknesses that the Lord speaks to us. And so many times we try to manipulate the system, you know? We try to show up and push things to come out of us. And even with writing, we try to just say, okay, God, like, I'm going to read, you know, my Bible so we can get a word, so you can share something, so I can post on my Instagram. But you don't have to feel like you have to force things out of you. You need to spend time with the Lord, and the Lord will speak things to you that'll have way more of an impact than anything that we could have ever done on our own.
Yeah.
It really, everything flows from the time that we spend with the Lord, not out of things that we try to create and try to just stir up on our own.
Yeah, you will never be able to fabricate anything more anointed than God's story.
Yeah.
So don't try.
Yeah.
Just encounter him.
Because we've been there. We've done that. We all have.
Yeah.
And we, you know, every time it never works.
Yeah.
You know, and it just leaves you feeling more empty. It leaves you feeling tired and worn out.
Yeah. So as you consider all of these tips and tricks that we've given you that we apply in our own life, that we believe in productivity. Don't lose sight of the point.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. Don't lose sight of your one true love.
Yeah, it's all about him. And we just want to bless you as you go on your way. Lord God, we thank you right now for bringing interruption to our lives. We thank you right now that when our focus gets taken off of you, you redirect it so gently, Father God. And I pray that as we run and press on towards the goal, that you would just continue to foster that one true love, that our lives would ultimately point people back to you, that we wouldn't live in a season of striving, but that we would live out of an abundant heart of serving. God, I ask right now that your blessings would overflow on us everywhere we would go, and that people who encounter us would know that we have something different because we have spent time in your presence. Not because we're striving, not because we're performing, but because we genuinely love your children and want to bring them your love. God, we thank you for this time. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to download any of the free resources we mentioned in our podcast, be sure to check out the show notes. We're going to have the links listed below for all of our Evernote templates, as well as that super cool alarm clock that I mentioned in the show.
And if you'd like to find more resources and blog posts on early mornings and productivity, you can connect with me on my blog at kinseycoburg.com.
And if you'd like to support my store and mission to help fund adoptions, you can shop online at goodthings.company. Thank you again for listening. And if our podcast has blessed you in any way, we would really love to know. So please take just a few minutes and leave us a review and let us know what you think.
We can't wait for you to join us next week.